This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Rain and snow are likely today with areas of fog. This afternoon, there's a winter weather advisory in effect from 3 o'clock until 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. 2 to 4 inches of wet snow can be expected mostly in northern Campbell County, as well as gusty winds. Peabody Energy is reporting coal sales just past $900 million this past quarter, with the company expected to report third quarter revenues at somewhere between $670 and $690 million on the 28th. The numbers show that Peabody is in a good financial position thus far this year. The Gillette City Council at a special meeting last week approved the first reading of raises for nearly all city employees. With no raises in the past 4 years, the increase is an overdue reward since the pandemic. The raise measure will be read at 2 more meetings before final approval. Increases in pay for city council members will not be part of that measure. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Rain and snow are likely today with areas of fog. This afternoon, there's a winter weather advisory in effect from 3 p.m. until 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. 2 to 4 inches of wet snow can be expected mostly in northern Campbell County, as well as gusty winds. Camplex is considering upgrading the central and east pavilions, which would allow for larger events. The idea was raised last week during the meeting of the Campbell County Public Land Board. General support for the project has prompted Jeff Esposito, executive director of Camplex, to ask the board for help to move the idea forward. Campbell County ended last week with 39 new confirmed COVID-19 cases, keeping the active case count steady at 269, according to the Wyoming Department of Health. Earlier in the week, 2 more COVID-related deaths were recorded in the county, bringing the total death toll from the virus to 87 since the pandemic began. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.